Okay. Thank you.
So is that, have we done all the smelly bit then? Is that?
That's the smelly bit, yeah.
Oh, it wasn't too bad. I thought it was supposed to sting.
No, it depends. Some days it's a lot stronger.
Oh, really?
It gets topped
off,
yeah.
Okay. Top up the sting. I don't know, they weren't. You need to. Thank you. Yeah? Brilliant.
Hang on, let me get my bag and stuff. Yeah, am I getting out this way?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Oh, sorry, Danny.
Oh, my hand, Alex.
It's nice, isn't it?
Could have made it more smelly.
Yes, thank you. It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Right, so now this is the pod gallery.
The what?
Yeah, we call it the pod gallery.
The pod gallery, yeah.
Basically in this room we're working
with
skeletons.
Oh, okay. Oh my goodness.
So on the left here.
Yeah.
Skeleton's
gonna let her hear.
Can you? Oh, you can't touch them.
No, you can. So you can look in though, but it's a male skeleton.
Skeleton, Alex. That's all the bones that were made out of.
So this one was discovered here at Coffeygate.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's 36 to 45 years old.
Yeah.
And he's not quite 5'3". So
that's
he was
small then.
Yeah, he was unusually small for the
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah. So basically what we have in this cabinet is on the skeleton you've got different pointers of different things that were wrong with it.
Oh, okay.
So on the spine, one of the vertebrae is twisted to the left.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, so he's got scoliosis.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's also got Schmoll's nodes in different parts of the vertebrae. So that was obviously bad for him.
Yeah, it sounds it.
Yeah.
So he probably had a disability.
Yeah, he had mild degenerative joint disease. In more of the vertebrae.
Probably rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah, probably. So this guy wasn't too good, to be honest.
Very well.
Yeah.
Why was found in the pit somewhere. I'm betting myself.
So,
yeah,
it's so. Pretty much showing you the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
To the right here. There's a gentleman who's telling you about all different artifacts.
Okay.
So we'll have
a listen in, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is, well, they might want to go for it. Be better if there's something that you can have a talk about, that'd be
interesting.
Yeah, sure. It's fine. We'll wait.
So cool.
What? No, it wasn't talking to me.
Yeah. Let you do that, Keith, because it's more.
What?
This is tactile stuff.
It's just so tactile.
Here we go. This is a
key.
A horn cone.
Oh, is that a cone?
Yeah.
Wow. So you've been looking pretty
sweet. That one,
yeah.
Yeah.
This one's a modern one.
This one's
actually
quite
cut. Yeah, of course.
Some
of
it's
not dead bits in
them.
Oh, really?
Read, quite
detailed.
Alternative
power horse. If you don't have
cone,
your
horse is weak.
That's right, yeah.
With
what?
Stale horses weak.
Oh, okay.
Because of the ammonia.
Yeah.
Well, it's still popular for side effects today.
Yeah.
We've got the original here as well.
You
got to feel the comb, drawn this for your hair.
Hello, Laura, will you go out with me?
Do you want to comb your hair, will
you? I smell very nice today.
So you can't hold that, just in case
my
you drop it.
Special.
Yeah. Well,
this
is
sweet.
She's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's tougher than bone.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on it. Don't stop dropping it.
Yeah.
What are these things?
Can you have a look at the
Laura?
Oh, right, okay.
Home.
Yeah,
of course.
Oh, is that it?
No, no, it's a child's just grabbed it.
Okay, what's that one?
This is just a clump of antler,
okay.
Yeah. Before it's been worked.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah. Wow.
Okay,
it's heavy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Viking detritus.
This is a
shark.
Oh, gosh. Shark. Oh, yeah. Shark. Oh, yeah. 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 Oh So literally, how I'm holding something else.
No, this one's just a record.
That's going to sound. Yeah. So what's the most amazing thing you've ever found?
I found a nice big piece of Roman pottery. It wasn't complete, but it was a really...
And it led on to a bigger sort of project to find out where it came from. I bet you were absolutely stoked, weren't you?
I was, actually. Was you?
So how did they know that they gave a three-year-old beer?
Because it's cleaner than water. Oh, you should do that. Not that Tony, what's his face? Tony Robbins. Come on, have a look at this. It's all there. Didn't know what to do.
Yes.
You guys want
to look at the 3-year old feeding bottle?
Yeah? Is there such a thing?
There's a
that's what we want.
What's that bottle?
Is that we want you to
drink it all?
Oh my goodness.
Okay. You go on the festival, but keep you sleeping back warm.
Sorry, Alex, you're right. You like that, do you? You're going to hold it, hold it tight.
Hold it tight, it's made out of horn.
Trying to make out she's having a drink from it.
No, look, it's for 3-year-olds. You've got different ways of holding it. So the way you hold it,
they're
going to put so much in for a 3-year-old.
Okay.
Because you have to give them beer.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, they didn't get them absolutely wrecked.
I bet they did, yeah. And just put them on Jeremy Kyle.
The equivalent in the square.
You've got to look after your children.
And they've been sitting there in Copperhead Square. Being dissed by the old people. Oh, wow.
Through what?
Yeah, I'm good.
Thank you very much.
Get toffee apples later and we can buy one. Thank you. Yeah.
Customized poo.
Oh no!
Oh, it's in a carrot. So
oh, thank God for that.
Well, I shouldn't smell anymore.
That's fossilised poo, Alice.
But it is quite big.
Oh and, my goodness.
But they do quite big poos.
Oh.
I think it's more sort of an exception, really. And it was.
After a day on Santa Claus or something.
Yeah.
And someone worked out whether it was an animal or a human poo.
Yeah, how do they do that? Oh. Did someone seriously go to that trouble?
Yes, well, but
you would, wouldn't you?
To,
no, I wouldn't.
See what's in it.
I'd say, yeah, it's human.
Oh, well, so, then it would have been really interesting. Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it.
No, well, you've got to put yourself in an archaeologist.
No, it's okay.
Archaeologist's head now, haven't you?
It says, the examination under the microscope shows it contains pollen grains and the remains of cereal bran.
Okay.
It also contains the eggs of whipworm.
I'm ready, Brad.
Hempworm?
Whipworm. And moreworm.
Oh, no.
Lots of worms.
Which are parasites. They live in the large intestine.
Yeah.
Big long worms, they are.
Apparently, an average inhabitant of Jorvik may have harboured between 600 and 2,500 whipworms.
Long. Okay. Yeah. This long, Paul. That's 3 foot long.
Yeah.
So,
and they used to be able to pull them out the bottom.
Yeah, so it wasn't very nice.
Oh, well, that would have been a bit of a. It's like, no wonder that bloke was making so much noise earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
Pulling whipworm from himself.
And then there's more cabinets which tell you about fish bones and what they discovered lots of fish bones inside. And lots of oyster.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of oyster shells were found at the excavations here.
Right, so these people used to probably just eat them and then lob the shell on the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're moving on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're going into the artifacts gallery.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, they are all in cabinets.
Okay. Just maybe give us a general sort of impression of it and don't worry about describing everything.
There's horns. Horn combs, because there were a lot of artifacts like that found.
Yeah.
So, do you know the horn comb? Is it cut out of one piece of horn?
Yes, it would. Wow. Use heat to weaken it, and then you can bend it into shape. Wow. Yeah. Similar with the drinking horns as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what kept them in that shape? Was when they crawled down the stable?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or did they bind them with something to keep it from going back?
Not really. No. It is treated because we sell similar ones in the shop now, and we tell people that they're only used for cold drinks. You can't use hot liquids because that will just bend it back out of shape again.
Yeah.
So.
Up a large horn. Yeah. It's out of work. More coffee.
Get away with it. Maybe more coffee.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, so there's lots of horn, lots of pottery and glass, little glass beads, thousands of glass beads were found
here. What was the idea of them?
Jewellery, mainly, yeah. So
were they multicoloured?
Yes, yeah. Oh, and they had like different designs and different textures on them as well.
Hang on, so glass beads, so glass was the idea.
So was it like with quartz and stuff like that?
They did use quartz, yeah, they used a lot of different materials and minerals.
Quartz and amber.
Amber, definitely, from the Baltic.
Yeah.
So I thought glass was only invented, like, what, 700 years ago?
Oh no, glass has been around for a long time. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So it would have been bauxite and all that. What flower?
A video.
Oh, press okay. It then.
This is an interactive.
Okay. Now you show me what we have to do then, you do it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do we have to do? Quiz?
There are different, what we call ghosts, but they're not actually ghosts, but they're little faces that come up and tell you about some of the artifacts that are in this gallery.
Yeah,
so they are on a time-lapse thing, so I'm not sure when the next one will come along.
Okay.
You mean
I'm on the video?
Yeah.
Well, alright. Okay.
It's just up to the right here.
But
in these artifact galleries here, we've got
corn
stones, which
we used for cooking
and
things to make
bread,
and more leather materials,
shoes, they found shoes.
Yeah.
Which is
quite
amazing.
So they actually made shoes in those?
Yes, yeah, they did.
When, what do you mean by
made?
Why is that amazing?
I don't know.
No, I'm asking Laura, because you said that's quite amazing.
No, but did they have like a soul as well as a, or
was
it just...
Amazing because you'd expect to learn the term.
I would do it, yeah.
It's amazing that it's survived over 1,000 years.
It is.
But they have like complete tubes that we find. It's not
so
just...
So what do this?
Did they have laces in them?
No, they didn't. Did they have like a strap? Leather strap.
But why did they survive?
They survived because of the anaerobic environment of the soil.
Yeah.
Because it was quite...
Don't you make no nervous, Paul?
No, I'm just trying to think.
So basically,
the bacterial activity.
They just got lucky in this atmosphere.
Yeah, basically.
And if it had been somewhere else in the world,
they would have rotted.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
York's really lucky in that it's got such good soil because of the rivers, the ooze.
So it's a clayey soil.
And that preserves so much more material than it would elsewhere in Britain.
Yeah, if it's dry, it will go crackle and brittle.
Yeah, exactly.
Brittle.
Okay.
Come on then, Alice.
There's a lion around the corner who makes coins.
Oh, okay.
And that's what that bag is.
Oh, that noise.
Yeah.
Viking making coins.
So can you feel the coins? Is there no way we can feel any of
them?
Yeah, it is making them, isn't it? So.
There's a group of people there at the minute.
Okay.
Come here.
Oh, it's Jenny.
Oh, she's done. She swapped Jenny's now.
It's a different one. We've got several Jennies here. Okay, so in this cabinet here, we've got more jewellery and more plastic.
You're making the money, Alex.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what is over there?
In the left. On the left, it's jewellery and coins and things like that.
It's not a vinyl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still stamp them. So